Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. We believe in collaboration, working together to help each other, to learn about who we are and what we do. Visit us at www.fc4u1stopshop.com.
Well, good morning. This is Financial Coach Ray. Welcome to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio. We had a guest this morning, Ms. Honey Sales. She is a single mom with extraordinary children. I invited her on to talk about how it is to be a single mom. What does it take to be a single mom? And I know she has some difficulties logging on, but we're going to continue just talking about this. We have so many single mothers that are going through so many things and issues. So let's talk about the single motherhood. Call in if you can. Call in and share some tidbits and ask some questions. We're just going to go through the role of a single mother. You know, any mom who is doing more than their fair share of 50% of a two-person job should be considered a single mother. Honey, she had a story to share. And, you know, when I spoke with her last week, I interviewed one of her sons, Mr. Jordan, and he is such an amazing young man, started his own business, his own tie-dye business, and just to hear her passion behind her son and what she had to do to help him and, you know, manifest his dream, turning his dream into reality, what a strong woman, what a strong woman. And I, myself, as a single mom, I can attest to that. I raised both of my children. My son is 21 years old. He's doing great. He's actually on his last college year, and he's studying arts. I remember when this young man was born, this child, this blessing that God had blessed me with, you know. I remember me just looking in his eyes and him looking in my eyes, and I'm like, wow. I brought this child into the world, this man child. And, you know, situations happen to where I'm raising him by myself. It's tough. It's tough. But, you know, when you look at your children, you look at the blessing. Because there are a lot of folks that couldn't have kids. And so God blessed you with your children. So I live my life. I do what I do first to set up my kids. You know, because I know not, I mean, today, the next breath is not guaranteed for any one of us. But we want to make sure that the children that we leave behind, our grandkids that we leave behind, are taken care of. And so I just want to share some questions that came in this morning. You know, one of the questions asked, what is the hardest thing about being a single mom? What is the hardest thing about being a single mom? Well, to me, the hardest part about being a single mom is knowing that hope and dreams are possible even in the face of tremendous fear. You know, we deal with a lot of fear, you know, that hits us on all angles. But the way we deal with that part is to surround ourselves with those who feel the same way. I surround myself with other single moms, and we form a community. We form a community with our children. We form the community, and we see the seeds of possibility when my kids are friends with your kids, and we grow up together. Are we going to make mistakes? Absolutely. We make mistakes together. And that support system is so important, y'all. It's so important to have that system in place. And I remember my son when he started kindergarten. And I was looking at other parents, you know, bringing their kids, you know, and I would see this one woman in particular. She had a son, same age as my son, and I just gravitated to her. And we struck up a conversation, and before you know it, we became best of friends. We're talking about kindergarten to now both of our kids in college. We kept that bond going to where we no longer are friends, y'all. We're family. When she hurts, I hurt. You know, the kids go through ups and downs. I'm able to call her and say, can you talk to my son? Look, can you come get him? That type of thing. There are times where her son slept, you know, spent a couple nights on my couch, you know, because, you know, we couldn't, they couldn't basically get along. They were going through some issues, you know. And so I'm like, wow, this is great. This is wonderful. This is so great that, you know, he has a second home. He has a second home, that a safe haven that he can come to. He can come to. So let me see here if there's another question, and we have callers coming in. Hold on 1 second. We have callers coming in. Hello, hello. Welcome to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
You want to announce? Hello, hello.
Hi, this is Honey. How are you?
Hey, I was saying you had problems logging in. I'm so glad to have you here this morning.
Oh, my God. Listen, I'm here doing what single moms do. I'm in the grocery store.
I understand, but we have some time to just pick your brains. I was just sharing, you know, my experience as a single mom, you know, and we can definitely do another recording. But I just wanted to continue the show. We have people that called in. We have people that send in some questions. So
okay.
Real quick, honey, tell us, how many kids do you have? How many children do you have? And if you can share their gifts and their talents real quick.
Okay, I have four children. If I sound muffled, it's because I'm in the grocery store and I have a mask.
That's okay. I'm hearing you perfectly fine.
Okay. I have four children. I have a 27-year. I have a son who's 26. That will be 27 on September 15th. I have a son, Jordan. My 27-year-old, his name is Hannibal.
Mm-hmm.
And Hannibal has been dancing since he was five. And his idol was Michael Jackson. He came in the living room and told me and my mom, I could dance like Michael Jackson.
Wow.
And I was like, every time I come home, it's something different. So I said, okay,
so
I'll put
dancer?
The Michael Jackson song on. He's a dancer.
Awesome. And I know we're just running out of time, so I wanted to hear about each and every one of your children, the different talents, because I know you have extraordinary kids. So you have a dancer.
Right. I have a basketball star. He's 19.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Hospitals College. And then
What's
I have
name?
A daughter who deals. His name is Malik, and he's 19.
Malik. Okay.
Then I have a daughter who's 23. Her name is Mahai.
Okay, 23-year-old Mahai.
And she works with mentally retarded adults.
She works with the mentally challenged?
Yes.
Okay.
And she loves her job. She really loves her job. And then we have Jordan.
Yes, and we heard about Jordan last week for the tie-dye business. So now, real quick, I wanted to ask, what are some challenges that you, as a single mom, face, and how do you overcome them?
Well, as a single mom, when Jordan was 3 months, I decided to go back to school to continue my education. At that time, I had a 6-year-old, I had an 8-year-old, a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old, and then I had Jordan.
Gotcha.
It was hard. It wasn't easy. My classes, when I first started school, my classes was at night.
Mm-hmm.
They were from 5 to 10.
So you
still trying to juggle and trying to go through school and everything. I know we have a couple
a babysitter
callers.
Was incredible.
Yes. Wow. So we have a couple callers here. I'm looking at caller with last four digits, 6856. Do you have any questions for Ms. Honey? You're live, sir. 6856.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah. I would just like to find out what actually is the motivating key for you to keep pressing on with the things that you're doing for yourself.
That's a good question. What motivates you? What keeps you going?
What motivates me to keep me going? Ultimately, it's the smiles on their face. It's not easy to keep children satisfied. It's not easy to keep children themselves motivated. So anytime I've gotten to see them accomplish anything that was a struggle for them, and I was there to help them, it was that's what kept me motivated.
Wonderful.
I am a medical professional myself. And I'm always nurturing and feeling like I'm a social worker for someone. But when I can do this for my children, when I can motivate them, and when I can keep them moving forward and keep them positive, and I can keep their grades, even if they're not making A's, but they're making B's and C's. And we can wake up in the morning, and I can see them smile, and we can laugh, and
that's
we can talk, and they can come and they can talk to me about anything.
I know exactly
that's
how that feels. That smile. Amen.
In this world today, we have to be able to be a portal for them. There's too many ways for them to get lost out here, and I don't care what age they are.
Right. So I want to take another caller. Caller, last four digits. 8772, you're live. 8772, do you have a question for Ms. Honey, single mom with extraordinary children? How she did it? How she doing it?
I don't have any questions at this time.
8772, okay, great. I'm going to put you on mute, and then there's another question that came in, Ms. Honey. And I'm going to share this question with you. Do you often wonder or worry about what other people think about you raising your four kids by yourself?
When I had my son, when I had my first son, but after that, not one bit.
Okay, gotcha.
Because I put me and my children in the hand of the Lord, and I let him guide on the way that I needed to do with them. So other than that, I wasn't concerned about what nobody said. I took constructive criticism. I took what was good for my family and myself, and everything else, I left it alone.
Amen. So we have just about a minute and a half left. And is there anything, any words that you can say to encourage a single mom out here? Any encouraging words for a single mom?
Put prayer first, put God first.
Amen.
Never give up, never quit. Even when it's hard, and sometimes you need to go in your room and close the door and tell the children, give me 15 minutes. It's not that you're doing anything wrong. It's because you need your time, and that can go for any time of the day, okay? If you just have to have some solitude for yourself so you can move along with your children, because if you're like me and you had four children that with 16 personalities in your house. So you have to know how to be able to deal with those children at any moment. And because you raise your voice or you scream at them does not make you a bad parent. Sometimes you need to get their attention. And if that's the way you need to get their attention, as long as you're not abusing them and neglecting them, you have to do what you got to do. But I say never give up. Stick in the
never
fight
give up. That's
and
great
make your
words.
Children the
that's
best
great
that you
words.
Can make them.
Yes. And so we have 10 seconds left, and I just want to thank all of my callers for calling in. I want to thank you, Ms. Honey, for spending some time with us. I know you're out there grocery shopping, but thank you so much for joining us, and we'll do this again. Have a good day, everyone.
Okay, yes, we will. God bless everyone. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.